With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands has become the first Caribbean overseas territory and the third of the UK's 12 inhabited overseas territories to re-establish an all-party parliamentary group for the Cayman Islands in the United Kingdom Parliament.
I am truly humbled by the interest shown in the Cayman Islands. On behalf of the government and people of the Cayman Islands, I wish to express sincere gratitude to each member of our newly formed APPG.
Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia is the Cayman Islands government representative to the UK.
Since the UK general election, our focus has been on developing meaningful relationships with new members of parliament and understanding how best to engage under the revised parliamentary framework.
The All-Party Parliamentary Group, or APPG, will be chaired by MP Sarah Champion. In other news,
it's an opportunity for us to honor our veterans.
Tonight, Cayman will join more than 200 other beacon locations to remember the tens of thousands of Allied forces who gave their service more than 80 years ago on D-Day to secure peace and end the Second World War in Europe. The 80th VE Day ceremony is a reminder to those who served during World War II from the British West Indies and particularly the Cayman Islands. Large fires and beacons will be lit across the United Kingdom, Channel Islands, Isle of Man, and other UK overseas territories. Celebrate Cayman's Alfonso Wright encourages you to join local observations tonight.
We will have a bit of a ceremony in that Her Excellency the Governor will be there and will make remarks. The Honourable Premier will be there. Mr. Loxley is on the program doing the prayer. Okay. We'll have remarks from the President of the Veterans Association, Mr. Andrew McLaughlin. And a big part of these celebrations are beacon lighting to, you know, keep that flame going.
Cayman's event is at the Cayman Turtle Center in West Bay from 7:30 p.m. And if you're heading out east, be prepared to take your foot off the gas. Radio Cayman's April Cummings explains.
That 50-mile-per-hour zone in Frank Sound between the junction of Bodentown Road and Seaview Road and Frank Sound Road to Botanic Road is now a 40-mile-per-hour zone. The National Roads Authority says the adjustment comes as part of ongoing efforts to improve road safety in residential and high-traffic areas. The decision comes after a review of traffic patterns, accident data, and community feedback, which indicated the need for safer travel speeds on a road that is frequently used by school buses, cyclists, and pedestrians, especially near the Botanic Park and local residences. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawavietska. India and Pakistan have accused each other of targeting their respective military installations with drones and missiles. The Pakistani military said it had shot down 25 Indian drones that had violated its airspace. Delhi said it was responding to Islamabad's attempts to target its military infrastructure. Cardinals have held two inconclusive votes this morning on who will become the next pope. This was signalled by black smoke billowing from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. The 133 cardinal electors will hold up to two further votes today. Ukraine says military offensives by Russia have continued even after Moscow said it was starting a three-day unilateral truce. The Ukrainian military spoke of Russian assaults in some eastern areas and of the Sumy region being bombed by Russian aircraft. President Putin has welcomed the Chinese leader Xi Jinping for talks at the Kremlin. President Xi said China would work with Russia to counter what he called hegemonic bullying. The two will attend Friday's military parade in Moscow to mark the defeat of Nazi Germany. Britain is holding a service at Westminster Abbey to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe. Other European capitals are holding their own events. The paramilitary RSF have continued to target Sudanese army territory for the fifth consecutive day, prompting civilians to flee Port Sudan. Drone attacks targeted Sudan's main naval base. Israel has carried out another wave of airstrikes in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hezbollah site. President Trump has described as full and comprehensive a tariff reduction deal with Britain to be signed later today. He said the agreement would cement their relationship for many years to come. An Australian jury has found two men guilty of murdering Cassius Turvey, a 15-year-old Aboriginal schoolboy. His death sparked anti-racism protests countrywide.